This is Big O, man, the founder member of No Limits, the Real Untouchable, a.k.a. DRU, and you listen to the G-Loop Show.
Well, yay. Welcome back, everyone, to the world-famous G-Loop Show. I am your host with the most, Big G-Loop, And I'm joined by the beautiful Berkeley Queens, Queen Jean cousin, Marcy R. in the building. What up, Queens? How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, how you doing, Queen? King G. Lou? I'm hanging in there.
Likewise. I'm hanging. What's up, cousin Marcy?
Queen cousin Marcy.
Okay.
Marcy's not lined up yet.
Yeah. She's figuring it out. But shout out to her. Shout out to everyone tuned in tonight all across the world. We appreciate the love and continuous support. This is OG Sundays, fabulous lowrider oldies, where you hear the best lowrider oldies to make you think and go back in time. You know what I mean? Back in them good old days. So that's what we do right here. We play great music and we jive talk, like the Queen was saying. We kick it with family and friends. The phone lines is open tonight, same number as it always has been, 914-803-4001. If you're listening online, please press the like button or share it, whatever you do. We just thank you that you're here. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 FMism after 6 Cruise Mix every Thursday night, Dee Dee Harrison, One World Magazine, Nora Monty Candles, and the G. Lou Show YouTube channel. Now, with that being said, I want to give a special shout-out to all the winners and losers today. You know, football is in rare form. You dig what I'm saying? We had some winners and losers today. I'm pretty happy. You know, my Raiders are playing. We don't know the fate of that. Steelers are up. But, you know, I did a little betting today with a football pool, and I just found out that I won today. So I'm happy about that. Aww. So with that being said, let me bring in the Queens, and we're going to kick this show off. What's up, ladies?
Hey, Queen Cousin Marcy, I hear you in the background.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, is this a redo? I didn't know if y'all could hear me at first. Hey, y'all. Hey, Queen Cousin. Hey, D-Lou.
What's up, cuz?
Oh, wow. I'm getting it together over here. My microphone was on top of my head, so that wasn't going to work. So I'm here, you know?
Okay.
I'm getting it together.
That's all that matters.
I'm getting it together.
That's
laughing
all that
at
matters.
Me, Queen. She said I'm just
a
fumble.
Yeah, you said your microphone was on top of your head. I just had a visual. Like, okay.
It's on top of my head. No.
The microphone on top of her head.
Oh, gosh. So happy to be here with y'all. Boo, Raiders. Yay, you won the bet.
Oh,
go,
stop.
Steelers.
Stop it.
Oh, no,
we
don't do that.
We don't do all that talking.
You wait till it becomes to a complete halt, and then we talk. You don't talk during no games you're playing, dominoes, spades, Uno, whatever you're playing. You don't talk. That's what happens. You have to learn how to be silent. Just play in silence.
It's hard. Yeah. That's a cheerleader in me. I came across an old photo of me. I was like, look at little old you in the front. They always used
like
to try to put me in the front. I said, Lord, put the midget in the front. Okay. I'm going to share with you, Queen. But I'm okay. I'm not going to talk. Cheerleader sitting down.
Oh, no. Keep on talking. Hey, let's say a prayer for Crazy Bone, like what he's going through right now. That's some serious what he's going through. And prayers up for him. It's the same thing that Bernie Mac died from. And so prayers up to Crazy Bone, like for real though. And then prayers to our family too. We lost a cousin. So prayers out to our family as well.
Prayers up.
We got to stay prayed up, y'all. We got to stay prayed up because I don't know that sometimes when you go to sleep at night, you know, just being, keeping it real, you just assume you're going to wake up that next morning. It's just the way the brain thinks at times. You know what I'm saying? You just have no clue. You'd be living in your last hours, seconds, and minutes. And when I was laying up here before the show and I was thinking about my little cousin and I was like, and he has a 4-year-old daughter, like, dang, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to pray, stay prayed up and and just do right. And I can't say be prepared because there's no preparation. That's why we don't know. We know our birth date, but none of us have a clue of what our death date is. But we do know our birth date is coming up when it's coming. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm in agreement. Prayers up.
And for anyone else that's going through any loss, you know, our prayers are with you and your families as well. And for all the missing children in Cleveland that's been missing for years. And I've just seen it circulating a lot on social media. So, yeah, just all the missing children, just everything. You know what I'm saying? Just this world. Let's just stay prayed up, y'all. Just stay prayed up.
Yeah.
Keeping that good energy, that good food, that good energy coming, you know, like you do, Queen, we do here, Mr. Jizu, Cuzzo, you do that. Just bringing the vibes with the music. Got to say something about Crazy Bone. Y'all know that's my guy. Pull through.
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things. It's not always negative. Just pushing all that positive energy your way. You know, he's been sick for a long time, and a lot of people would even know that, but just unproblematic, but those things, they do happen. So I'm just personally, I just want to, you know, send out my thoughts and prayers, and as well to my family too. You too, Queen.
Yes.
I can't see cousin.
Yes.
I mean cousin.
Yes.
Cousin.
Right.
Hi.
Right now, okay. Boom, 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 boom. Let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Crazy though. Prayers up to the homie Crazy, for real.
Yeah.
Pull through, brother.
You know, they say
I gotta go. I'm gonna mute right fast, guys, because my household is awry. Give me one moment.
Okay. All righty. Well, yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, I was gonna play something, but we'll just keep it positive and in a good spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's OG Sunday, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies. You know what? Yeah, it's Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies, and we're gonna celebrate the good times we do have, Queen. That's what we'll do for now.
Absolutely. Yes. At Al Green.
Good times.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm rolling, y'all. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Don't look so sad. No, it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head on my pillow, sweet babe. Hold your warm attention to mine, close to the whisper of the raindrops grow softly against the against my window, hey, all late at night.
Make believe
you love me.
Make believe.
One more time. For the good time, I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find me need, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time up the severance when you leave me. For the good time.
I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Hey, rest in peace to the homie Chucky Thompson too. Shout out to Jane out there tuning in. And if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go. OG Sundays.
The G. Lou Show presents the OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show, the number one rated blog talk show, every Sunday, West Coast 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. Tap in by dialing 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak or listen online, blogtalkradio.com/The G. Lou Show. Hosted and produced by the amazing G. Lou, with the dopest co-hosting squad, Big Flossy, Hankster the Gangster, and myself, Queen Jean. We want you to feel that vibe while you're taking that ride with us. Peace and love. Ashe.
playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lou Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lou Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
I'm missing you. Tell me why the road turns.
So beautiful, don't you agree?
G Lou, bless the family. It's your boy OG Wingy, that dumb nigga, good word out of that south. Posted on OG Fundy with that nigga Hank to the game, to it, great flossy flossy. In that damn cool relief, no need for keeping shit popping. On the real.
Hey, shout out to my homie Blinky Blinky. He's coming home soon. He's coming home real soon. Shout out to Blinky Blink. And let me do this one for the homie Big Jeff Kwan. He told me make sure I play this right here. So. While the homie's still rocking Jerry Curl.
Getting late. Why you still here? Girl, have you made up your mind? You wanna make love tonight? I want you to hold me. I want you to be for real, girl. Be tonight. Don't want you to go, cause I don't feel like it.
feel so scared, cause I can feel your heartbeat, it's so
from Normani Candles. Shop with us for 100% non-toxic soy wax candles and wax melts, plus room sprays. We're a family-owned business based in SoCal with a mission to deliver clean, non-toxic candle products. Check us out on all social platforms at Normani Candles, and don't forget to shop our website, normanicandles.com.
About caring too much.
I wonder if they know who that was right there. Mm. Like, do anybody know who that was?
I didn't. Teach
was?
Me. Who was that?
Teach me.
That was Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. Said, as she writes
it down.
Teach me how to love. Okay.
Teach me.
I know
I
you
said
it's dramatic. I thought she was coming. Because I thought she was coming in with a song.
Come with the
dramatic.
Yeah, that's what I added. I did. My bad.
Yeah, that's what
teach
I thought
me.
She was getting ready to do. But yeah, that's Blue Magic.
I just messed
like,
up. That's Blue Magic
that
right there. Me. That Tweed would say the greatest band ever.
Absolutely.
They are bad.
Long Beach
they are
is
bad.
Out there representing Vegas on both
they
sides.
They deep tonight.
Raiders
I see them out there. I see
Raiders
Pierre
and
they out there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They out there and the Steelers are,
there.
It's safe to say, safe to say the Steelers got this. I mean, I don't know what else to say, you know. It don't look good for my Raiders. So shout out to the Steelers. I ain't going to be a, you know, bad sport. Shout out to the Steelers.
Oh, do we play y'all? Is that what's
mm-hmm.
happening?
Yeah, it's the
oh,
Raiders
mm-hmm.
and Steelers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
See, we... And I be talking stuff and don't even be knowing who they play. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your team?
Shout out to the Steelers.
I ain't mad at y'all.
Shout out to the Steelers.
Oh,
shout
man.
Out to the Steelers. Much love. Much love.
For it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all did that. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. We got the Marcy's Minute coming up shortly, y'all. So stay tuned for that. Not too many announcements tonight. Queen's voice is not all the way there, so y'all bear with the Queen tonight, okay? And but y'all know what you know what's going on. You know what I mean? If it's anything important, I'm sure she'll let you know. So you know, again, shout out to the Steelers. Anyone wants to call in tonight, 914-803-4001 is the call in number. Y'all ready to take a ride?
Mm-hmm.
Refill time. Let's roll.
Okay. Let's go. Show me.
I'm just a young girl.
Yeah.
Dying to learn the ways of love. Just to please you.
That's an innocent girl right there. I'm just a young girl. Please show me how.
There are so many things that I just don't know, but I love you so. So the things I don't know, show me how I don't want to.
It's all about the G-Lu OG Sundays. G-Lu Show. We out of here. God bless you. And good afternoon.
Sure. So let's do it like we did in the song.
Is there a heart in the house? Is there a heart in the house? You got to have love. You got to have love in your heart tonight.
Is a house for love, and I've learned that it don't take much to break a heart. Is a house for love, and I've learned.
Not tonight, no.
See, it's not far from here.
Okay. I'm about.
Oh, man.
You just think about it, think about it, yeah. I've been watching you.
I've been doing the same thing.
I've had my eyes on you.
I've been checking you out all night long.
You look so nice. You look so sweet.
Oh,
come
that,
on and go with me.
That was sweet.
You look like you ought to be with me. Would it be all right with you if we left here and we went somewhere else, baby? Somewhere where it's nice and quiet. Nice and quiet.
Yeah, that sounds a little better than this place.
Or we could sit down by a cozy fire. We could sip a little wine. Work things out.
Well, I
work things out.
Hey, G-Lu, Queen Jean, Big Flossy, Hankster, and the G-Lu Show listeners. It's Latonya Ward, a.k.a. Big Fuck Off, from Los Angeles, Jungles, California. Reaching out to show love and to remind you all to follow me on Instagram. My personal page is Powerful as a Motherfucker, spelled P-O-W-E-R-F-U-L dot as, A-S underscore A underscore M-U-T-H-A-F-U-C-K-A. And my dessert business page is Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, spelled the correct way, F-I-L-T-H-Y-R-I-C-H-B-A-N-A-N-A-P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, yay. Shout out to Latonya Ward, Filthy Rich Banana Puddings. Make sure you go follow her. Check her out. She posts up different spots and does her thing. Shout out to her. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, what's crack-a-lackin'? We got anything going on you speak on or whatever? No, we got the Marcy's Minute coming soon, but anything else going on?
23:15.
share OG Entertainment, our family. He's at, you know, he put it out here, celebration of life for his son. If anybody who wants to come and do the viewing tomorrow, it's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at All Souls Cemetery and Mortuary at 4400 Cherry Avenue in Long Beach. So anybody that wants to go there, and then the burial is on Tuesday at the same location at 11 o'clock a.m. So you can get out there to support OG Entertainment. He would be very grateful, and the family would be very honored to have you all there. So I just wanted to put that out there, and also to subscribe to our YouTube channel, of course, the G-Lu Show. And you still have time to get your tickets for the Carson Annual Jazz Fest, which is October the 7th, which is in a week, 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. at Anderson Park, 19101 Wilmington Avenue, Carson, California. You can call 310-233-4840 for VIP tickets. And we also have coming up October the 28th, Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. The doors open at 7 Peridot Productions presents Old School Soul Fest, R&B Soul Funk 80s Groove, starting your Bergen Peoples with Don't Stop the Music, Surface. Happy Lady, you are my everything in the system. Don't Disturb the Groove, Michelet, and that's going to be in Visalia, California. You can get your tickets at the ticket office there. And the address is 308 West Main Street. Also, subscribe to BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realness, Writers for Life Films, G-Connect YouTube channel as well. And catch our Deacon Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church every day, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. So that's all week, first come and first serve. And you can attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. And also Bible studies on Wednesdays live on Facebook, which is something that we all need to do, is study that Bible, get that word. And of course, a Tweed Cadillac show after Six Cruise. That show's every Thursday. And that's hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as his co-host. Studio line 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online, blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM West Coast. It's 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10. Nora Armani Candles, follow them as well on IG and subscribe to their, or go check further out on their website at Nora Armani Candles. And that's about it for this evening.
Thank you, Queen.
All right. Shout out to Queen Jean. Mm-hmm. Queen Jean.
Suffering.
Yay, yay. And then we got Cousin Marcy coming up shortly with the Marcy's Minute. What's going on in that Marcy's Minute tonight, Marcy?
It's so much. I'm trying to decide if I want to talk about the lady that got hit upside the head with a tire at a police rally. So, yeah, stay tuned, uh-oh, folks.
All right. Not hit upside the head with a tire. Okay.
A whole bike tire.
We'll be back
I'm
shortly,
trying to figure out the
I've
how that even happened.
Marcy's Minute coming up in about 12 minutes. Stay tuned. OG Sunday. G. Lou, Queen Jean, Cuzzo, Marcy.
As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough. Oh, oh man. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. That's no lie. Oh no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh no, babe. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. All I need, and more than I can stand. Oh well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, so unreal still. I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change, something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with darling, I ain't got enough of your love, babe. Oh no, babe. Baby, let me take all of my life to find you. But you can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you.
Like this.
Stay with me.
trials of the day. A lot of things on my mind, yeah. Darling, get next to me. But it's a sweet, sweet smile on your pretty face that makes everything seem to fall in place. What more could a man? The love beam from your face. Your sweet kiss. Your sweet kiss. It just fills me, darling. Yeah. I like to feel like this.
OG Sundays, fabulous slow rider oldies. We got Cousin Marcy coming up next with the Marcy's Minute, so stay tuned, okay?
If you will.
Yeah, yeah. Now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Yay, yay. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. I am here, Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. Thank you to Queen and listeners out there. Get in here for a quick second. I'm going to keep it a little light and airy for the night. So I want my baby back ribs news. Science and swine. Maryland surgeons successfully transplant pig heart into 58-year-old man. Doctors in Maryland successfully transplanted a pig's heart into a dying man, making him the second patient to undergo the experimental surgery. The doctors remain cautiously hopeful. We don't want to predict anything. According to AP News, the procedure went down at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and Lawrence Fawcett, 58, has responded well. In fact, he's reporting as sitting up and laughing just a couple of days after the surgery, which saved him from heart failure. Oink, oink. Following Fawcett's surgery, xenotransplantation expert Dr. Mohammed Mahidin remarked, "It's just an amazing feeling to see this pig heart work in a human." Nonetheless, he said the next weeks are crucial and acknowledged. We don't want to predict anything. We will take every day as a victory and move forward. As for surgeon Dr. Bartley Griffith, he marveled at the feature while calling the successful procedure a great privilege that yields a lot of pressure. You know, I just keep shaking my head. How am I talking to someone who has a pig heart? Because you just transplanted a pig heart into a human. We should add that the pig heart was reportedly undergone 10 different genetic modifications to make it better suited for the human immune system. You don't say. This development follows David Bennett Sr., 57, undergoing the same procedure in January of 2022, according to the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Doctors noticed that Bennett experienced strong cardiac function with no obvious signs of acute rejection for nearly 7 weeks after the surgery. He passed away nearly 2 months after the transplant, though. AP News reports, the surgeons later learned that the swine heart Bennett received showed signs of containing a pig virus called porcine cytomegalovirus. On top of improved testing to seek out similar viruses, the outlet also notes that David Bennett was much closer to death than Lawrence Fawcett was. In a statement recorded before the procedure, Fawcett acknowledged the uncertain outcome, though he said at least has a chance with the experimental transplant. So, nobody knows how this is going to turn out. I just found it highly interesting that they transplanted a pig's heart into a human. Definitely keeping my eye on that one. Fawcett was also seen ordering a nice Grand Slam breakfast from Denny's. He wanted extra sausage and extra bacon. In other news, judge orders Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, to serve home detention for viral threatening remarks towards Offset. Maybe that's why she got on Queen Radio, acting like a total and complete crackhead. Last but not least, more animal news. Alligator hail, 14-foot reptile chows down on human torso, freaks out Florida neighborhood. A real-life monster tale unfolded in Florida on Friday after a 14-foot alligator was found with a dead body in its mouth. The super scary incident occurred yesterday afternoon in the city of Largo, where the hungry reptile was slithering around the neighborhood, freaking out residents. One local was on his way to a job interview. Shout out to you, bro. He was going to your job interview. That's right. When he spotted the creature biting down on what appeared to be a portion of a mannequin. But then Jamarcus Buller got a better look, believing it could be a human torso in the jaws of the alligator. Buller told Fox 13 News he reported the grisly find to the fire department, which quickly responded and confirmed it was a human part. Pinellas County Sheriff Deputy said additional remains from an unidentified adult were found nearby. No one else was injured. The alligator was humanely killed. Ooh, I don't know what y'all think about that. Alligators just roaming around Florida with pieces of people in their mouths. Last but not least, Pittsburgh Steelers just took home the win 23-18 against the Las Vegas Raiders. That'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. OG Sundays, Queen, G-Lou, back to y'all.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Wow, man. Hey, I tell Cousin Marcy, man, I don't want no motherfucking animals in me. I'm good. Let me die. I'm straight, because I don't need my heart. My heart's good, but fuck that. I don't need no coyote that's heart, funny. No, I don't need no wolf heart, none. I don't need none of that shit, no animal, pig hearts, none of that shit. I'm good. Let me die. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm good. Right. I'm looking out. All
right. I didn't even know what that shit was about. When I heard it, I didn't even hear about that one, Marcy, but that's crazy. Right there,
man,
that's crazy.
She went way out there. She been on some animal shit, and then she got the other animals, the alligators with the people in their mouth. What the fuck
right,
is going
the
on?
I heard about that one. That's crazy.
Maybe
that's
somebody
crazy.
Go over to Cousin Marcy's house and check on her, because she is over there tripping. Go over there and do a checkup. Do one of them damn
dudes. That's the dudes they don't want you to know about. Yeah, they're going to be transplanting pig hearts into humans.
Cousin Marcy
and vice
is over
versa.
There tripping. Cousin Marcy is over there tripping. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I love y'all. She scared the shit out of me. I almost
what
hung up.
Hank?
I almost hung up. I promise you. I'm good, man. I love y'all. I almost hung up. She scared the shit out of me when she started talking about alligators and people in their mouth. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the fuck up.
She's there real life.
My daughter live in Florida, man. Maybe they might have got her. She might be walking around with an animal, with in the mouth of an animal and an alligator mouth. Shit, the fuck? Cousin Marcy, you got to quit tripping.
That's
don't
crazy.
Scare us like that no more. Don't scare us like that no more. Please, we scared to death now. We don't even know what the fuck to do. The animals is getting it. They got a, got pig hearts and shit. I'm scared to death, man. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Hey, Hank. Hank. On another note. Do these Steelers, man, what we going to do, man, with our Raiders, man?
Man, I don't even want to hear Queen Jean's mouth, man. I promise you, because I've been talking so much shit. You know me. You know how much shit I've been talking. Queen Jean just be laughing.
Talking about
she
the
like,
Steelers.
Like, look at this story. She's like, look at this story.
I told you, Cousin Marcy, you just stay quiet. You let them do their talking.
Listen,
look at them.
What's the trip though? Is they was talking shit about Derek Carr last year because it's the coaches, man. It ain't him. Yeah, they doing the same shit Carr was doing with this motherfucker.
Same
Garoppolo.
Shit. This
so,
looks like the same
it
team.
It's the same coaches, man.
The coach.
He looks like exactly. Yeah, yep. He doing the same shit Carr was doing.
He looked
doing.
The same team.
So, man, so
yep.
It's the
yep.
same team, man.
And then check it out. Can't, I feel bad. Look, then I feel bad for the homie, the receiver.
Yeah,
the homie,
Devontae
he bad, bro.
Devontae
I know he's tired
Adams,
of
yeah.
losing. I know he's tired of losing, man.
He came from Green Bay winning to fuck with Carr
right.
him, and then he got... It's that sorry ass coach, man. That coach ain't worth a damn, man. He can get rid of that motherfucker, man. He ain't worth a shit.
Right.
He ain't worth
I agree,
shit, man.
We look like
shit,
the same
man.
Team.
I promise you.
We got rid of Carr,
exactly
now we the same team.
Shit.
Carr over there winning. But they lost today.
Yeah,
we look like the same team.
Even though he got hurt today, but he was winning. He over there doing his
he got
thing
hurt
over
today.
There for New Orleans.
Yep.
That's crazy, man. That's
yep.
the coach, man. It's coaching, man. I can't believe it. Congratulations,
man.
Queen Jean. How you doing, sis?
Shout out to the Steelers.
I'm doing okay yourself.
I love you,
thank
Queen.
You for
I
the...
love you, man.
I love you, man.
More. I love you, man. You know how I feel about you. And Cousin Marcy, you know you my motherfucker, but, man, we got to see what the fuck is going on. I'm going to send somebody over there to get you some help. No, for real. I'm going to call some people.
Premium.
He threw me off at first with that big.
This
you threw me off with that big shit.
I was cool at first when you was talking about the other thing and you went to the alligator. I said, man, she is on something wrong with her. I got to get her checked out, man. That's not good. Just do all animal, the whole show, not animal. I'm like, man, she's tripping. We got to go check on her.
They going to call Peter.
We just going to come check on you.
They going to call
Peter. We just going to come check on you, man. Let's see if you're all right. I love you, Cousin Marcy.
She's
how you doing?
Right. She's all right. Glad to hear
right.
your voice. And Mrs.
Good
Hanks
to hear you, too. Good to hear you, too, man. Good to hear you, too.
Hey, listen.
Stay
I'm
up
G.
on
Hank.
That
ahead.
Medical news.
Go ahead.
You ain't got nothing going on right now. You in a comedy
man,
tour.
Man,
I got something going on.
I got something going on, man. October the 5th. We got a new spot downtown Long Beach. We're going to call it the Upper Room. My homeboy called it the Get Down spot, but it's upstairs like how Rick's spot used to be.
Rick had his spot downtown Long Beach, man. It was upstairs. So it's upstairs, man, was kind of going, it's going to cut some people out because, like, old people can't get up the stairs. We ain't got no elevators. So we just got to figure this shit out, man. But we got a new spot called the Upper Room. Come on out there. It's going to be the workout spot where you come do your little 10, 15 minutes, man, 5, 10, 15 minutes, work on your shit. And if you got, you know, if you got a little bread, we got this shit on film. So you know, you got to pay the nigga that's doing the film. You can get your shit, you know, on your video. But, you know, load your own shit up on YouTube, however you want to do it. But we got you down there, man. And we're going to be having a motherfuckers going to be out there with the tacos and the chicken, the chicken wings, everything, man. The margaritas, all the shit. So we're going to have a pop, man. We're going to have a pop. October the 5th, 237 Long Beach Boulevard, the Upper Room. Come down there and fuck with us every Thursday night. After the football game. We ain't trying to compete with the football game, but after the football game is off,
right.
Come on down there, man, about 8:30, 9 o'clock, man, every Thursday.
That's dope. That's dope, man. Congratulations on that, man. That's dope, man.
I love you, man. And hey, listen, man. Also, man, I got these Gangsta for God shirts going, man, at $25 a pop. From small
ones
all the way up to, I know you do, from smalls all the way up to 2X. 3X and 4X, 5X, they're a little more, man. But, you know, that ain't nothing for the baller, man. A baller can really handle that, man. So let me know, G-Lou, what color you want, man. What's up? You a 2X?
For sure. Yeah,
Pro
2X.
2X?
I don't know, 1X.
I know you like to show
your... Depending on how they feel,
probably
2X. Oh, that
nigga 1X. I know you like to show your muscles. That's the 1X, nigga. You like to show your muscles and shit. 1X,
nigga.
Crazy. Penitentiary niggas try to hide their muscles, but niggas on the street try to show their muscles. So 1X, I know you're 1X, nigga. You probably show all the little.
Hey Hank, I see you. Hey, I see you though, Hank. You must have been hitting your push-ups though. I see you getting back right.
I'm back on. I got some. What I can do is I got some iron in the backyard. I finally got me a little bit of shit, and I got me some back arm iron back here, man. That's all I'll be doing. I'll be kicking the motherfuckers out. I'll be doing a whole lot of kick out. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, let me tell you what happened, man. I was trying to do these curls. And every time I do these curls, I fuck my back up, right? So I just said, fuck it. Stop doing that. Stop doing curls. They can just do back arm. So I don't know what the fuck it is. I went to the doctor. He said I got a little arthritis. Not a little arthritis. I got a lot of arthritis in my back, all the way through my legs and shit. But every time I try to pull, that shit will pull my back and throw my arm out for like two or three, a week. Shit, I'll be fucked up. So I said, fuck it. I'm not doing no more curls. I'm just doing all back arms. I've been doing all back arms and push-ups, man. And and I've been on my walk, man, getting my walk on, man. So and let me tell you what else I've read, what I heard about. All the fucking scientists and all the smart motherfuckers said if you walk an hour a day, that put 20 years on your life at the end. If you walk an hour a day.
Wow.
So I've been walking, nigga. I walk an hour and a half a day. Fuck that. Put me 30 years on mine, nigga. I need to get to 100,
right,
nigga.
Right,
I
don't
I'm 890. But I've been walking an hour and a half every day, man. I do my little workout. And my doctor said, man, you beating everybody. Man, we ain't heard nobody doing this shit like you doing. But so I'm just trying to do what I can do, man. Trying to stay alive, man, and keep on pushing, man. I got some grandkids that I love that's out here doing it. And I'm proud of. I got a great granddaughter, man. My little great granddaughter out here, man. Lisa's granddaughter had a daughter, but her granddaughter is tripping, so her daughter got the baby, and so now we all got to help out and keep the baby. And we had her last week, man. She's so wild, motherfucker. She's so wild, man. She love her G-pop, man. You understand me? But nigga, she ain't scared of nothing. I'm talking about nigga, she be walking up on dogs and cats and raccoons and all. I'm like, nigga, wait a minute, bring your little ass back over here. She don't give a fuck about none of that shit. She ain't scared of shit, man. So it's fun, man. It's fun living life, man. You know, especially after a nigga did so much time in the pen, where you don't get the chance to do that shit. And when you be in the pen, that's all you talk about.
Right.
When I get out, nigga, I'm gonna spend time with my family and do the shit, do the family shit. And then you get a chance to do it, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He gave me the umption and the gumption to get out here and do this, and brought me back, man. Saved me, man. Washed me off, cleaned me up, took my old stuff and knew me up, man. That's what Jesus Christ did for me. So, I love the Lord, man. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing, man. That's what it is.
That's a beautiful thing.
Jesus
man,
is real.
That's a beautiful thing.
Jesus is real.
That's
Jesus is real.
That's what he said. That's what he did say. Jesus is real.
That's what he did for me, man.
That's what he did say.
That's what he did say. Jesus is real. That's what Rick said. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yes, sir.
So make sure y'all check
sir.
Out Hank. Go follow him. Tell them they can follow you at too, Hank, so they can be tapped in.
Always get at me, man. You know I'm an old nigga, so I do a lot of Facebook. So get at me at Hank Norman on Facebook. I also dib and dab on that Instagram, which I call InstaScam. That's why I quit fucking with Instagram, because they don't do nothing but scam you on that motherfucker. So I just cut that shit off. Every time I turn around, there's a motherfucker in my inbox. Hey, man, did you read about the thing from the $1,100 club we can get about? Man, go get the fuck out my shit. Every time I turn around, man, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know, they did get me one time. They hit me. It was a dude on there that said he was a little style, right? I was like, damn.
Come on.
Fuck me up, too. Yeah, they be doing some shit on there.
They be doing some shit. Then the little bros always in your inbox. Hey, man, I got, you know, I'm right here in Signal Hill. They find out where you at. I'm right here in Signal Hill. Come on over here, nigga. Just give me $100 if you have all. Man, bitch, please get out my shit, man. Leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, man, just give me $100.
Give me $100. I'm like, bitch, yo, get the fuck out of here. I don't even know who you are. What are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I just cut with Instagram for real. I cut that shit off.
Because
I'm married, man. That shit's cool, man. And I'm an old pimp-ass nigga. Bitch, you be like, this bitch give me bitch. I'm like, bitch, you give me $100. Fuck you, you punk-ass bitch. So I don't fuck with your bitch, man. I quit fuck with InstaScam, man. G-Lu over there laughing because you know they be in Indian box too. They be like, nigga, give me $100. This will be all the pussy you want forever for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
They be like, nigga, give me $100. You can have the pussy for the rest of your life. Like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out my Instagram, my damn inbox, bitch, the fuck wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even fuck with Instagram no more, man. I fuck with Facebook and Messenger. Nobody be in my Messenger no more. Everybody know I'm married. All my 5,000 followers know I'm married. They don't be fucking around. I like Facebook. Man. Fuck that. Instagram shit. Yeah, I call it
Instagram.
It's too
much distasteful. It's too much. It's
man,
too much.
I can't fuck with
I'm married,
it. You
man.
Know me. Man, I can't. And I'm an old ass. You know, I'm an old nigga. Man, I got had old hat. Bitch might hit me with the right thing. You might say, nigga, I got $100,000 worth of cocaine on here. Nigga, come on. I'll be like, wait a minute, bitch. Where you at? What's your address?
God.
What's your address?
Oh, man.
Like, wait a minute, bitch. Where you at? You got $100,000 worth of cocaine? Wait a minute, bitch. That's we can last us a long time. Shit, we might not never stop smoking. Shit. I'm on my way. You lose our last. Bitch, I'm on my way.
Hey, stop.
Come to my show, y'all. Come to my show. On October the 5th at the Upper Room, cause this is the kind of shit I be talking about, man, right here. This kind of shit right here, for real.
Hey, you got something going in November. I'm going to be there in November, man. I got to come check you out.
Yep, we there every Thursday night. We're going to be there Thursday night. We're trying to get Friday, so this whole month of October is like a workout, so like a tryout. You know what I'm saying? The bitch trying us out for October.
Okay.
See if she can give us Friday night. So yeah, I got you, G Lou. You on? Go trip.
Okay, for sure.
And I got you.
And
I'm
gonna order my shirt.
What color you want?
No,
your 1X.
Order my shirt.
Your 1X. Your medium. Your
2X. I'm
gonna
get the
2X,
cuz. No, I'm gonna get the 2X. I'm gonna get the 2X, man. I'm gonna get the 2X.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you an extra medium, cuz, so you can look show your muscles
and
shit.
Nah. I'm gonna get the 2X black.
All right, I got you, girl. 2X black. I got you,
yes, sir.
And
yes,
Queen
sir.
King,
I'm
thank you.
The
Queen King, thank you for showing yours off. I like how you cut the collar off the pro club. I remember I had a few bros that fucked off t-shirts
thing.
And that's what you know how they do, niggas cut the sleeves off and then do the other shit and tie it up at the bottom with the thing. I know how they do, cause that's how they do. Thank you,
you know
Queen
what?
King. I love
you. She's your own stylist. She like a stylist.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I like them to fall off. But you, it's,
I know.
Shirts are good quality shirts.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're really worth the investment. $25 is a really good
$25,
investment,
man. Come on.
For yes, that man. Pro, that's that good pro.
That pro club.
Shirt.
Come on, that's that good
yeah.
pro club, man. Yes, man. Thank you, Queen Jean.
It
you
is.
Know you're my girl, man. You know you're my girl. You know what I'm saying? I got another one for you, man. I'm gonna just send it to you. I'm just gonna send it to you. I'm gonna try to get you a pink one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You know,
also
I got
don't forget
you.
Our G Lou apparel and the player made clothing and
come on,
player
made.
That player made.
Shout out to Flossie.
What you got?
Come on,
Flossie out there. Flossie doing his thing. He pushing
nigga,
that shit.
The nigga
too.
Got the. The nigga got the thing. The nigga got the thing in the living room. The nigga got the machine
yeah,
in the living room. The nigga be watching TV
yeah.
and making, nigga cooking chicken, watching TV and doing T-shirts at the same time. So look at this nigga here. This
is
not
the
flaw. Yeah.
This is that's
player
his factory.
Made. That's what's up. Yeah.
Huh. And that's some good quality stuff too.
Oh, they got
that.
Now they
are not unisex.
Right. They doing their T-shirts
yeah.
on some other shit. They got their little. They got the kind of, you know, they might, I think they went to Ross's and got their T-shirts and shit somewhere over there.
Ross.
And,
he said yeah. Ross.
Hey, man. I think they went to Ross and got their T-shirts,
hold on.
Girl.
Hold on, man, hold up. We'll be right, hold
what
on.
What is
this
happening?
Right let me do this right
y'all.
Quick, and we'll be right back and wrap
girl.
It up.
I love
you,
y'all.
That's what we did.
Love y'all,
we'll
girl.
Be right back.
Go to Ross and get
yeah,
your T-shirts.
My Jesus is real, man. I'm going to tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real, didn't sleep with the grass too. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now I'ma keep it real, tell you just what he brought me through. Been shot 5 times and he thought they had got me too. Now I can take it back to my days on Figueroa. When I had him on the streets, man, I had him on the corner. Came up and bought a house and I moved out to Corona. From the package I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple loss, I done took a couple falls. They even hit the pen, me and mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk through the fall. Now I can tell you more, and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way, I got to keep it real.
Jesus is real.
Rest in peace.
Big Hank?
Man, I can't comment.
What's happening with you, homie?
Staying good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off on me, I was just like, man, it just seemed like you was an angel already, man.
You were.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real.
Hey, that's what he did say. God is real.
Man, God is real. That's what he did say. That's what he said, man. That's for real.
Yeah, yeah.
People better recognize.
For real. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Man, I appreciate God you, G. Lou. I appreciate you, G. Lou,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Queen Jean, I love you. Cousin Marcy. Cousin Marcy, you know you my motherfucker, man. Quit fucking with them animals, man. Leave them animals alone, man.
Do you eat bacon? Do you eat bacon? No, I'm just
playing. I eat bacon, man. I eat me a BLT sandwich right now. As a matter of fact, make me three pieces of motherfucking bacon right now. See what the fuck happened. See what the fuck happened.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I love y'all, man.
Hank, man. Much love, yeah, brother. Thank you for tapping in with us. All love,
always.
Respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you said, October 8th, go check out the homie in Long Beach, the upstairs.
5th.
What is it, Hank?
October 5th.
Okay.
Yeah. October 5th, Thursday night, man, downtown Long Beach, 237 Long Beach Boulevard, man. It's called, I forgot what it's called, but we're going to call it the Upper Room, man. Meet us right there at the Upper Room, 237 Long Beach Boulevard. See
that part. And he at the church every day, too. Tell him you're at the church, too.
You already know, man. I'm at the church, man, St. Luke Holy Baptist Church, man, on the west side of Long Beach, man. 1401 West 34th Street, Long Beach, California. On the west side of Long Beach, man, we got the Wednesday and the Word. I'm one of the leaders, man. Deacon Hank Norman, one of the leaders, man. We are Legion Wednesday, the Word. That's our Bible study, man. Come and mess with it. And then we got every Sunday, we got a Sunday school, man, start at 9 o'clock. And our church start at 10:30, man. Come and mess with us, man, at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church, 1401 West 34th Street. Yes, sir.
There it is. And go ahead and take us up out of here, y'all. You know, we got a couple minutes left. Queen Jean, Hank Norman, you know, you guys give us the, not the eulogy, but the, you know, the great closing words, you know what I mean? Please.
Man, hit us with the
I didn't want to keep saying it. None of that. No.
There it is.
No.
What it is, Hank?
No.
There it is, the benediction. I said the eulogy. I'm fucking up. I'm trying to put us to sleep.
Save us, Queen.
My bad, y'all. Go ahead.
No, we good. Hey, listen, let me get in before y'all get started, man. Listen, man, Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. What that means and what that says is that whatever you do, you're gonna get it back. You dig what I'm saying? Whatever you put out in life, you're going to get that back, man. So put love out, and you can get love back. You know, give money so you get money back. But if you put out bad, guess what you're going to get back? Bad. You understand what I'm saying? So you choose. That's what God and Jesus is all about. It's your choice. You got a choice to either believe in him or not. And the only sin that you're going to go to hell for is not believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the only sin, and that he's coming back. If you don't believe that, you going the other way. And I hope you don't go the other way, man.
And what is that, Galatians what?
Galatians 6 and 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's what, you know what I'm saying? So that means whatever you put out there, whatever it is, man, you're going to get it back. That's what I mean.
Right. Love y'all, man. For sure. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen to that. That's
Amen.
Real talk right there.
That's what it is.
Okay. Just like Proverbs 26:11. That's mm-hmm. like they're saying you're returning to your sin when you're going to the vomit. Like you're looking at it like, did you regurgitate? and you keep going back, back eating your own vomit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just keep eating because you keep sinning over and over and over. So read that whole scripture just so you can get the get your own interpretation of it. Yeah, but that's a pretty good
That's what dogs do. That's what dogs do.
Yeah, they do.
It's pretty deep, though. Yeah, it's pretty deep. And also, worry is worshiping your problem.
Prayer is surrendering
your problem. So when you worry, you're worshiping your problem. But when you pray, you're surrendering your problem.
Yeah.
So don't let that go over your head, y'all. Like, marinate on that. So that way you'll stay prayed up instead of worried up. Because you don't want to surrender.
Worrying about something ain't never made nothing better or even worse. Worrying ain't made it don't do nothing but make you stressed.
Working,
you know,
take up space.
Worrying don't fix.
Take up
worrying
space.
Don't fix nothing. Worrying can't fix shit.
It's just taking up space.
Right. That's
just,
what it does.
Yeah, take up space.
Yeah. Rob you from enjoying your peace, and that's what you need is your peace. And I'm gonna say this, man. My house over here is so peaceful, man. I don't even let motherfuckers come over. Let a motherfucker knock on my door at 6:30. I'd be like, who in the fuck? You know, let a nigga knock on my door. I'd be like, man, what the fuck is that, nigga? You know better, nigga. We sleeping. We trying to go to bed over here. So I don't let nobody interrupt my peace over here, man. I don't let nothing interrupt my peace over here. And so that's what you got to protect. You got to protect your heart and protect your peace, man. Trust me on that one.
Yep. That part. I second that. Protect your peace. Protect your energy. Shout out to rest in peace to S-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your energy as well. And everyone out there, much love and respect. Thank you for the love and support. Continuous love and support of this show every Sunday night. Much love. Thanks to the panel, Hank Norman, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Shout out to Flossie B. And shout out to our sponsors. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K.
Yes, sir.
And
lift up Crazy Bone. Lift up Crazy Bone. Lift up Crazy Bone.
Yeah, Crazy Bone.
That's
prayers
our
up.
Cousin Mercy. Great show, y'all. Thank you. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Hank. Great to
you.
Have a good
week,
everybody.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Y'all have a blessed week. Have a blessed week. We love you. See you next time. Peace and love. All right, G.
Peace. Love. Okay. Peace.